You're listening to Consider This, episode 251 for April 15th, 2019.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, get ready for a wild ride through conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, steering you past the pitfalls and the potholes. More can be found at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That includes a transcript of the show, plus all the ways to get your voice or your words heard here. That's CT as in chamomile tea. In this episode, you'll find the first installment of a new segment I'm calling Letters from Auntie M. And I'll also be talking about the truth coming out about the abortion industry. That's coming up. Have you got a topic you'd like me to consider for the show? You can contact me by going to the website or the Facebook page and leaving me a message. A number of stories in the past few episodes came from listeners. So, what do you think is important? I recently went to see the movie Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson, director of a large Planned Parenthood facility in Texas, and who was one of the youngest in that position in the nation. It's based on her book where she exposes a lot of the inner workings at PP, which they tend to hide. Instead, they hope you'll buy their PR statements. After watching the movie, it should be clear you should never make that mistake again. For example, there's the discredited claim that abortion is only 3% of what they do. There's a link in the show notes that explains this in detail, but basically, they fake this number by counting a pregnancy test or a single pack of birth control pills as one service, and then they call an abortion one service, even though it costs much more in terms of time and expense, and is, of course, their biggest moneymaker. The movie even shows how they lie not just to their clients, but to their staff regarding when a fetus can feel pain or how much their business, rather than trying to reduce abortions, actually sets goals and quotas on them. In the movie, when she's told to double her abortions the next year, Johnson is confused because she's been under a false impression all that time. What is not touched on are the more recent videoed revelations about PP employees making money after the fact, selling baby parts and fetal tissue. Keep that in mind as well. The movie is, for me, more of a docudrama, the actual experiences of one person in the system that, once she saw the actual product she was selling, decided to blow the whistle. PP tried to legally silence her. Their failure resulted in this book and movie. Is it a fair portrayal? Well, since its release on March 29th, 94 other abortion clinic workers have approached Abby Johnson's And Then There Were None nonprofit to ask for help getting out of the industry after they saw the movie. They certainly saw truth being told. I encourage you to check out the movie if it's playing near you. The acting, to me, was a notch below what I had hoped, but it was respectable nonetheless. But the main point here is that the truth is getting out more and more, both with this movie and the one about Kermit Gosnell a few years ago. No one can plead ignorance anymore, least of all Planned Parenthood employees. And now, the premiere of a new segment called Letters from Auntie M. These letters will be presented by a voice that some of you, who remember the late lamented Shire Network News podcast that I used to contribute to, will certainly remember.
Hello, listeners. This is Tom Payne, the newest member of the Consider This podcasting family. The reason I'm coming to you this week is because my Auntie M is convinced me to read her letters to you all. She has opinions, Auntie does, and she emails them to me regularly. She says, and here I quote, "I hope to entertain, enlighten, and enrage you over the ensuing months. If we're really lucky, I'll get all three in a single segment." Speaking of that trifecta, let's talk about the Democratic Party's problem with anti-Semitism. Last week was a tremendous blow for American Jews, as the newest golden girl of the party, Ilhan Omar, managed to make anti-Semitism go from being a bad thing to being utterly normalized in progressive politics in a matter of weeks. And she did it by bulldozing over the old guard, led, well, not led really, by Nancy Pelosi. Honey, you should hang up your gavel. Lyndon Johnson and Tip O'Neill aren't exactly rolling over in their graves. They're laughing at how you were completely dominated by three freshmen with a total of less than a year's experience among them. They're laughing at you pretty much the way the three froshes were laughing after the watered-down vote on anti-Semitism. Excuse me, my bad, the vote against all hate. Well, why shouldn't they laugh? They won. This isn't your Democratic Party anymore. Say hello to the Justice Democrats, a.k.a. socialism's foot in the door in the US Congress. Oh, and get used to doing what they want. The sharks are circling. You'd think that Omar would be content with having won. After all, she and her allies forced the House to water down the anti-Semitism resolution so far that it mentioned Jews 28 times, Muslims 20 times, and the word anti-Semitism only 8 times. But no, after Meghan McCain criticized Omar's remarks as blatantly anti-Semitic, she retweeted an attack on Meghan McCain by an Al Jazeera journalist. Oh, I'm sorry, could you hear me say journalist in quotes? Dang, I did it again. My bad. Oh, the retweet. Only an attack that slammed John McCain, Meghan's deceased father, because that's how the level of debate goes these days. Attack your critic's dead father, not the topic the critic brought up. Of course, when you have no defence, and Ilhan Omar has no defence for her anti-Semitism, well, what's that saying? If you can't argue the facts, pound the table and yell. Omar is pounding the table and yelling. She thinks it'll make us ignore her hatred. Nope. Who do you think we are, Bernie Sanders? This has been Auntie M for Consider This, the podcast that is not, never was, and never will be anti-Semitic. And remember, you can't spell anti-Semitism without Auntie M. But don't worry, you can still spell Jew hatred.
Thanks, Tom. And it's good to hear your voice again. And tell Auntie M to write anytime she wants. And finally, the historic photo of a black hole revealed this week has prompted much discussion in the scientific community as to who will explore it first. Many companies are reluctant to send unmanned probes due to the high cost and possibility of losing their astronomically expensive equipment. But the Babylon Bee reports that finally one brave soul stepped forward, Hillary Clinton. She volunteered to send a probe containing surveillance equipment and also her 30,000 emails that mysteriously went missing. Yeah, the Bee is definitely required reading. So what do you think? Has anti-Semitism really got its claws into the Democrats, or do you see it differently? Is abortion really the taking of a life? Or does the birth canal magically confer human rights on a fetus that emerges from it? And if you really think that, what about a C-section? Send your thoughts, ideas, and even magical theories to consider this at ctpodcasting.com. Or call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. So the ride's over, and you can safely exit the vehicle. But be waiting at this stop next time for another chance to consider this.